Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, here we are. It's the last live Sunday broadcast of 2018. December 30th, 2018. This incredible year is about to give up the ghost and plunge into history. And then 2019 looms. Not on the horizon, but one inch from our face. What does it hold? What were the biggest stories? What was most important in this year? And what is coming in the next year? I'm Alex Jones, your host, hated by the vampire establishment for one reason. I love life, and I love competition, and I aim to stop them with your help, and I'm not afraid of them. I've already calculated every possible permutation of persecution and already accepted it. Though I do feel guilty for doing even that. David Knight, who is such a hardworking, smart, informed jewel of a person, had a pretty serious heart attack last night. And it's rough going in the hospital right now here in Austin, Texas. I met with him on Thursday, and he was really concerned about the country and you know, really took all of it on. And I told him, I said, you need to take some time off, buddy. You know, his skin was ash white. He's lost a lot of weight. He gets ready for 4 or 5 hours every day before a show, then studies for 3 or 4 hours after that. There's nothing I've researched he doesn't already know about. I mean, let me tell you, this guy's like a monk. And I said, you need to take off. You gotten too close to this. You stared into the abyss too long. Well, it basically, without getting too many details, turns out he's had heart blockages for a while, probably had a heart attack before, didn't even know about it. And he's got some big, serious procedures tomorrow morning to go under. And he definitely needs your prayers. And all the attacks we go through, the fake lawsuits, the boycotts, the lies, that's from the globalist. I can deal with that. But, you know, having somebody like David, who does such a great job and reaches millions of people a week, fighting for his life. That's what he's doing right now. He's fighting for his life. Just a few miles from where I sit. It gets to me. It's a shadow of a portent for what comes for everybody. It's that feeling where you're not afraid of death anymore, but you're afraid of your body giving out. So you're not there for my children. So I tell you, when I look at my son and my three daughters, I just think about how can I be better? How can I exercise more? How can I be a better steward of my health? Because you just want to live longer for them, not for yourself. And David's got a big family he takes care of. He's a great guy. And again, I asked the family, I said, you want me to talk about this? And they said, yeah, do whatever you think you need. Just please ask for prayers. But I know the specifics of the prognosis. And I called a heart surgeon, I know, to get what the particular surgeries mean. And it's not, no heart attack is not serious. But David definitely needs your prayers. He definitely needs your prayers because they're going to cauterize his heart tomorrow morning. It means burn. And they're going to do some other things to it. I'm not going to get into the whole deal. Oh, the family's watching and listening. But David's a tough guy. It looks like he's been up here working for years with his heart shot. Reminds me of somebody else I know. Not me, but somebody close to me. You know, that's the thing about old-fashioned men. They don't tell you what's happening to them. It's like Michael Savage talks about his dad for years, still working at that hardware store with those heart problems until he finally died. Let's pray for David Knight so he can come back better and stronger.
lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, there's only about a day and a half left in the epic, and I mean epic year, of 2018. A lot of folks used to overuse the term epic, but we're living in epic times. Interesting times. My good buddy, one of the smartest people I know, when it comes to giant breadth of knowledge, an engineer, a patriot, David Knight is having a rough time in the hospital, had a big heart attack last night. He's going to have some big heart surgeries tomorrow, multiple procedures, and so he needs your prayers. And here's one of the most powerful intros he ever put together, dealing with eugenics, dealing with dehumanization, dealing with the devaluation of life, something he has fought so hard against. So on this Sunday night, the 30th day of December 2018, while David Knight's fighting for his life, our great host of the David Knight Show weekday mornings, I thought I'd go ahead and play this piece. Here it is. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
The next thing they'll be breeding is like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
So there's a important piece with David Knight featured in it. Again, David is a great part of the InfoWars operation. I've been planning to push to go live at least 20 hours a day here. We've got David Knight, we've got Owen Schroyer, we've got Roger Stone and others. And we obviously want David to pull through all of this and serious heart surgery he's got to have tomorrow. So please pray for him. You know, they took down his InfoWars Twitter accounts and they banned him on Google and Facebook, and he had over 9 million subscribers to his radio and TV show on iTunes. And just because he was affiliated with me, the devil, they deleted all those as well, because he's effective and he tells the truth. And that's all part of this amazing censorship. He still has his personal account at Libertarian, where you can follow him at Twitter and hopefully support the family. Okay, let me tell you what's coming up here. Some of this I covered on Friday, but I want to recap. A lot of this is new, but it's just illustrative of the Trump derangement syndrome that is taking place. There was a big video that we posted on Saturday. DrudgeReport.com had it as its top story. Still up there. Of a man going into a vape shop, which isn't perfect for your health, but a lot of studies better for you than, you know, combustion with cigarettes. He's trying to get his wife some strawberry-flavored nicotine. And he's wearing a Trump hat. Watch, unhinged leftist has mental breakdown, refuses service to Trump supporter in vape shop. And so he starts videotaping the guy, calling him the N-word, hitting him, attacking him, because the white guy is virtue signaling some black guy who's in there trying to buy. And the black guy's like, hey, dude, I get it. You've done nothing wrong wearing a Trump hat. But the leftist white person wants to act like this knight in shining armor, this savior. That's coming up next segment. And next segment, another video of like a 6'3 transgendered man, bigger shoulders than I've got. I'm a pretty big guy. This guy's built like a you-know-what brick house, an SH you-know-what house. And he walks in there with a bunch of liberal trendies at a GameStop. And the dude's wearing, you know, a pink shirt or whatever. Okay, but you look like an NFL linebacker. They're like, hey, dude, sure, what do you want? Whoa, I'm a woman. I'm on a video. Transgender goes nuts and stormed for being misgendered. This is the religion of oppression. And the left oppresses the left the most because it's all about just bullying people. So that's coming up. Then Roger Stone is going to be popping in to respond to the latest Mueller garbage. We've got Rudolph Giuliani saying, put up or shut up. You know, you got Michael Moore, the clips coming up, saying, I can't wait to see the Trump family in orange jumpsuits. And what's it for? Nothing to do with Russia. Michael Cohen, one of Trump's lawyers, had some corrupt dealings he's pled guilty to with a taxi company that Trump has zero, nada, zip to do with. That's coming up. And we're going to look at every angle of this. But I also want to tell you about Kevin Spacey. Now, a lot of people have said, Alex, it's been almost a week since disgraced top Hollywood actor. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I think he's a good actor, a great actor, who I do not endorse politically, who I've exposed, who I don't like. I'm just saying he's a good actor. He's playing himself, a psychotic. He put out this video almost a week ago, and people wanted me to comment, but I don't just comment. I watched it. Like, what, last weekend or whatever when it came out? And then I watched the internet speculate, but then I began to connect the dots of the research that's already done, and there's no doubt the internet is right. The knowledge of the internet's right. He definitely is threatening the pedophile establishment, the Clintons, and the British aristocracy that's heavily involved in pedophilia, and he signaled it all in the video. I mean, I already know Kevin Spacey's connected to known pedophiles. I already know he flies around on Jeffrey Epstein's planes. I already know that there's hundreds of reports of him groping people down to age 15, which is terrible. It's not as bad as raping little kids or murdering them, but, you know, he's a bad dude. But now that this Nantucket thing's coming out, where he's with some guy, says he's 23, and he's buying the guy drinks, and then he lets Spacey grab his crotch and then never says no, and that's the big case? That doesn't sound like rape to me. And I'm not defending Kevin Spacey. I think the guy's a pervert, a pedophile. The evidence points towards it. On Jeffrey Epstein's plane with the Clintons. But the point is, he is now openly threatening. There's no doubt in this video that he is saying, I'm about to turn state's evidence if you don't drop these charges against me. So this is a big problem for Jeffrey Epstein, a big problem for Steve Bannon that works with Epstein, and a big problem for the Clintons. So stay with us. That's all coming up, too, tonight.
aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So on this December 30th, 2018 Sunday transmission, I'm going to say something extremely profound. And again, I'm not saying that to sound powerful. I'm saying that to get your attention, because I respect you and I need your help. No matter what color you are, or where you came from, or even what gods you worship, they want us shut down because we've got their number. And I'm about to cover some issues and some reports that illustrate everything as a society, everything as a culture we're facing. Now, sometimes we see stories that illustrate everything we're dealing with and that really show us what we're up against. And then it's crazy to see how the news and the culture takes each new story as if it's its own little thing disconnected from everything else. If you're police officers, say in Austin, Texas, we've had an epidemic of deaths from heroin the last few years. It's flooding the whole U.S. And you start seeing a bunch of deaths from heroin, you know somebody's bringing in a bunch of heroin and that it's very, very strong. And that they're so criminal, they're not even telling people how strong it is and to watch out. Just like the drug companies put out the very same stuff, but it's synthetic. The FDA last week approved a drug 100 times stronger than heroin. This is madness. People say, well, what are you getting at? I'm getting at more and more people in corporate America or in governments, period, just don't care. There's a mass craziness going on. And then those of us that complain, we're the bad guys. No, I believe in warning people. I believe caring about people builds a better civilization. So I want to get into transgender woman threatens to take it outside when GameStop employee uses the word sir, because it's a big old guy. And a lot of guys wear pink shirts. You're looking at a guy with huge shoulders, bigger than mine, 6'3", 6'4". Looks like a dude to me. Walks like a lady, though. Dude don't look like a lady. Dude looks like a fruitcake. And then how does that tie together with Kevin Spacey? How's that tie together with Lolita Express? How's that tie together with Franklin Graham Facebook ban was personal attack towards me? So we're going to be looking at all of that coming up here. But the first thing I want to get to is heavily beat for TV and radio listeners. The raw videos on Infowars.com. And NewsWars.com, the most censored sites on the planet. That's easy to find. It's right dead smack middle of DrudgeReport.com, the largest site on the planet. The largest site on the planet, the most censored site on the planet. And this gentleman walks in. Turns out he's a cell phone repair tower engineer. He's wearing his Trump hat, Trump shirt. He's very polite. The guy's blowing up at him, hitting him, slapping him, saying, get out. Virtue signaling. Doing all of this. And it just shows the insane craziness of the culture where the controlled corporate left thinks they can do anything or say anything they want to do and that it's okay because you're a Trump supporter. And they're trying to intimidate that speech. So let's go ahead and go to this video and this audio. This happened in Atlanta 2 days ago. Here it is.
So here we are at Exhale Vapor City in Tucker, Georgia, and I have just been asked to leave the store. He greeted me. That was nice. I did find the item that I wanted, and the next thing he said was that he'd like me to leave.
If you do not stop recording in my store, I'm going to call the police and ask you to leave now.
Please call the... That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. We can call Fox 5 and all sorts of stuff. I would like to purchase something here. Please do call your boss, because I will be calling corporate.
Go for it.
I am looking forward to releasing this video, because I just want to purchase something... Racist?
Yeah!
Sir?
Right?
I'm not a racist.
I got a in my store. He won't leave. He's wearing some Trump.
All right, hit pause for a minute. If you're a radio listener, you're hearing that. For two of you, you see that there's a black guy standing there waving his arms and going like, what? A Trump supporter isn't racist. But the white clerk is so triggered that he can show off to a black guy that he's going to hop around like he's a hip-hop artist and do weird cultural appropriation as if black people all act like a hip-hop artist jumping around on stage and go, man, screw you, bitch, you're a racist, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is pathetic. But that's who these people are. I haven't been in Whole Foods in months since I protested Jeff Bezos taking it over. But my wife wanted to pick up something particular at Whole Foods, so I went with her yesterday. And I had multiple people come up to me and shake my hand. But I had a couple of them come up and make bizarre statements. They make sense. But anyways, I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and go back to the video. Here it is.
I'm not serving anyone that has to do with that.
He's
a treason asshole.
I don't have a problem with you, sir. Whatsoever.
I don't. Have to leave.
I just want good health care for my kids. I don't have a problem with the color of your skin or yours. I'd like to purchase some of this naked vape juice, though, if that would be all right. All right, see, because... Okay, here's where we're at.
Leave the store.
Here's where we're at.
Leave the store. Here's
where
we're at. Leave the store. I don't give a get out.
Dude, go ahead. Take another swing at it. Make contact with me one more time. I'm going to make a deal with you. I want to purchase that vape juice.
No.
If you sell it to me,
no.
I won't. If you sell it
get
to me. Look, if you sell it to me,
no,
I won't call the police.
This is unedited except for me pausing it. Just like when Trump won, people stood there at the inauguration and went, no! Ah! And we go to these events, it's like they're toddlers. And by the way, I'm not defending minorities, just a virtue signal. Most of the leadership of this weird mental illness are weird white kids of weird hippie parents. And they're just creating this totally race-based thing where they say you're this horrible thing, so they're going to yell and scream at you. Let's continue. Let's finish the clip.
That for my wife. And press charges on you for assault. I won't call corporate and get you fired. Just sell me the fucking product so I can leave.
What do you want?
Naked in the strawberry in a fucking 6 milligrams.
Where do you see naked?
Right.
I love once he does it back down to the cuck backs down, but then blows up again. Full videos on Infowars.com. It's one of the top videos on the internet right now. When we come back, though, wait till a 6'3 man, looks like an NFL linebacker, blows up at you.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We are a working live international news center here in Austin, Texas, called InfoWars, dreaded by the globalist. During the break, he called us back. That's right. He's coming up next segment or maybe at the start of the next hour. In the next 30 minutes, the clip you just heard us play earlier, that's one of the top stories in the United States. I mean, it's everywhere. The gentleman is going to be on the show with us, who was in Atlanta, Georgia, and went into the vape shop. Unhinged leftist has meltdown, mental meltdown, refuses service to Trump supporter, physically attacks him. That gentleman was fired. Well, turns out, of course, our Trump supporter is busy on Sunday night working repairing cell towers. He's on top of a cell tower right now. He already tweeted today and put on his Facebook. We'll show it later. Ian Ferguson, that he's up on a cell tower fixing it in Atlanta, Georgia. So he's going to be joining us during his next break. He's got a 15-minute break, and he'll be able to join us to just get into this. And listen, the left is crazy. I was at Whole Foods yesterday. My wife wanted me to go shopping with her. I don't tell her where to shop. She shops all over. She tries not to buy from Amazon or, you know, from other globalist groups that Bezos owns, like Whole Foods. But she wanted some particular food there. And so we go there. It's right by our house, too. And, like, twice, dudes would walk over while I'm pushing the cart and swing their face in, like, an inch and say, like, you're a danger to America. I'm going left. One guy said, you're a danger to America. I'm going left. And then stomped away with his wife or his girlfriend. I'm like, okay, whatever that means. And then another guy, while I'm literally buying my daughter a stuffed animal, because up at the front they had some stuffed animals, he walks over and he goes, hope you're proud of what you've done. Hope you're proud. But we're ashamed of you. Like that. I mean, okay, well, you're a mental patient. But they didn't dump coffee on my head. They didn't scream at me. They were to take me outside and kick my butt. So it's like, okay, great. Didn't say a word. Like, okay, great. But I should know better than go into a Whole Foods. And by the way, once I got in the Whole Foods and the first guy confronted me, I'm like, I'm in a blue city, Austin. I'm in a Whole Foods, the bluest of the blue. Don't I expect this? And I kind of do, but it's not like I'm feeling bad. Oh, these people are in my face. These are un-American authoritarian dirtbags who worship Jeff Bezos, who pays no taxes, totally ruthless, screws his employees over, and lobbies for taxes to be raised in the middle class. I mean, these people are schmucks. They're chumps. I'm a classical liberal. I believe in lower taxes, more personal freedom, the right to defense. I was a libertarian 24 years ago when I got on air. I wasn't virtue signaling to gay people that I didn't hate them when I said, I don't hate you. I wasn't virtue signaling, you know, when I said that people can live their own lives. But it's the left that won't let me live my life. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And you know what? I've gone through the fire. I'm not worried anymore. You know, I'm at a level of things, which I'm not bragging about, by the way. It's actually sickening. Where there's very few men that'll stand up for what's right. So if you do that, you're immediately elevated up to contending with the globalist. And the average man just completely sells out of the system, and they'll just do whatever. They'll just virtue signal to whatever the corporate America wants. Well, then corporate America is run by a bunch of extremists. They want submission. They're going to give you a request that you're not going to be able to submit to at a certain point. And that's what's frustrating. The globalists don't want to compromise with anybody. They want total power. Google, Facebook, Twitter, General Electric, all the Fortune 100 pay almost zero taxes, write the laws to pay zero taxes, fund Black Lives Matter and cop killer organizations and Mecha and La Raja as a virtue signal while Americans all fight and kill each other. They're lobbying for higher taxes on the middle class, which they extract in government contracts, laughing all the way to the bank on us. And then I've got to routinely have some college-educated wimp, some beta male. You know, I told the story about him 3 weeks ago, and I wish I'd have controlled myself better, because I usually do, but I was coming up here to do a Saturday show. I bought the crew breakfast tacos at a taco deli, and this lady walks over, and she gets in my face, starts calling me all these names, and I just ignore her, and I go, okay, lady, thanks a lot. and her husband leans over while I'm sitting there and bumps me with his chest and stomach into my head and goes, shut the F up. And then I got up. I didn't touch him. And I started talking to him. They begin to panic and go, how dare you say this to us? Oh, get away from us in front of everyone. They just come over and assaulted me. I mean, the guy rammed into me and said, shut the F up. I get up, start talking. They start panicking. Oh, my God, it's not like television. It's not a video game. He's really here. And all of a sudden, three other men and four other women who are sitting right outside the window, I'm sitting up against the window, run in and start going, F you, racist. F you, fascist. I'm trying to get my phone going, and it's so overfilled with data, it's not videotaping, and I'm sitting there. I got part of it on tape, and they start. One guy was like probably 6'5". He goes, you got a problem? And I said, you know what? I do. Go ahead. Let's go. Let's go. And the other guys are like, I'm a veteran. I was like, all of you, let's go. And I didn't start the fight. But man, I mean, give me a break. You guys, the mere fact there was four of you against me, it'd have been total governors off. It'd have been not a pretty situation. And I'm not sitting here as a tough guy. I can't order tacos without your wife cussing at me and you cussing at me and bumping me. And then the minute I get up and start talking back, and by the way, a very quiet voice, I leaned forward and I said, why are you in my face? This is America. Why did you just bump me and why are you cussing? And they went, they went, oh, I hope you're proud of yourself. I remember they were like, Alex Jones, everyone, he's her. These people, it's like it was symbolic that they were going to bump me and they were going to tell me to, the little wimpy dude was going to tell me to F off. And then the rest of his family, big and small, came to tell me to shut up. And I'll be honest, it felt good to just go, well, let's go. And of course, none of them are willing to sign that check that they've been talking about. None of them. It's pathetic. It's not that I'm tough. It's that you are a bunch of cowards. I wanted to add an expletive there, but I'm not going to do it. I said, no more taking the Lord's name in vain. Even though I don't take it as that, I will respect the audience and not do it. But when I watch this next video of some 6'4", huge dude with a pink shirt going, I'm a woman, F you. You come outside, I'll beat your ass. And it's some little liberal shopkeeper, probably 5'5", like, dude, I don't mean the offense. Oh, you mean no offense. Even after the guy says, I mean no offense, this linebacker with breast wants to piss in his face and make him submit. And I love even the Daily Caller. Transgender woman. It's not a woman. It's a man. Transgender woman threatens to take it outside when GameStop employee uses the word sir. You got some big square-jawed guy, looks like Frankenstein with a wig on, bellies up to your bar, and you're like, Roger Staubach, what can I do for you? How dare you say I'm a man? You walk outside, I'm going to plaster your face on the concrete.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I was just in there during the break. Epic live video from on top of cell tower, 100 feet over the ground. Ian Ferguson, who shot the number one video on the internet this weekend, this vape store clerk flipping out, he's wearing a Trump hat, that's coming up right now live on this Sunday edition. And again, you wear a Trump hat, you figure what it's like to be an Alex Jones or a Donald Trump. I go out in public in many areas, people either buy my dinner and pat me on the back, or they try to physically attack me. But since I've mentioned it, here's dailycaller.com. Transgender woman threatens to take it outside. It's not a woman. It's a big dude with giant shoulders. When GameStop employee uses the word sir, again, this is a big dude, looks like a big dude, big square jaw, looks like, again, Frankenstein. and then starts getting really threatening. He's not just acting like a dude. He's acting like a jerk. Here it is.
You're gonna give me my money back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
I told her, excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business, okay? Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was a general.
Right beforehand, you said sir.
Sir?
Okay. Take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a sir.
I apologize. I apologize now.
I need your corporate number because I'm going to call them and talk about how it's misgendered several times in this store.
Misgendered, which is a law in California.
Now
starts kicking stuff over. It just goes on and on. But I want to get to our special guest, big exclusive here. Let's play a minute or two. It's like a 4-minute video. It's up on Infowars.com. Tens of millions of views online. RevReport.com linking to it. Unhinged leftist has mental breakdown, refuses service to Trump supporter in vape shop. We're going to find out what happened before, what happened after, but here is part of that video.
So here we are at Exhale Vapor City in Tucker, Georgia, and I have just been asked to leave the store. He greeted me. That was nice. I did find the item that I wanted, and the next thing he said was that he'd like me to leave.
If you do not stop recording in my store, I'm going to call the police and ask you to leave now.
Please call the police. That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. We can call Fox 5 and all sorts of stuff. I'd like
He's got to protect himself from this loon bag.
I'd like to purchase something here. Please do call your boss because I will be calling corporate.
Go for it.
I am looking forward to releasing this video because I just want to purchase something.
Racist.
Yeah.
And he's virtue signaling in front of a black guy who just thinks he's an idiot. A racist white guy obsessed with racing and Trump supports racism. Let's stop there. We'll play more of the video when we get in the next hour. But he's on top, on his break, on top a cell tower, working on it. He's Ian Ferguson. I love how on a Sunday night, the second last day of the year, this guy is working for his family. And we've got the exclusive with him right now. I want to get into what happened before you started taping. It was smart for you to do that. Half the time I forget when this happens. So thank you for joining us, Ian Ferguson.
Hey, yeah, not just Sunday. It's my birthday. How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Are you familiar with the show?
Man, I've been watching you forever. I'm sorry what they did to you on YouTube, man. That's some bullshit.
It's all right. We're going to delay that, but we're on a lot of radio and TV stations. Wherever you want to start, my friend, we appreciate you while you're up there working on top. I can see the cell tower right there you're hanging on. I mean, describe what happened.
Climb down. I'm on the ground now.
Oh, you finally came. Earlier, you were up there. We should have had you on when you were up there. Sorry.
That's what we were aiming for. It didn't work out.
It's all right. Go ahead.
All right. So what can I tell you, man? I want to talk all about it. What's up?
Well, no. I mean, describe going in. You're trying to get your wife some strawberry vape. I mean, what unfolded?
Well, look. So I've been going there for years, and I've actually got a story about this place. It's pretty cool. But I don't know. I was just standing there for a couple minutes waiting on him to get done with the customer, and they come up from the back of the store, and he greeted me a second time. And then as soon as he got a real good look at me, he said, "Nah, you can go ahead and leave the store." And I knew it was on. I grabbed the phone, turned on the video, and it just ran.
Well, again, if someone doesn't put on Infowars.com shirt or a Trump shirt, they don't know how bad it is. But you put the uniform on. Were you thinking that when you went in? What unfolded?
You know, honestly, I had that thought as I was getting out of the truck that something felt different about it this time. You know, I've been in and out of that store for years now, but, yes, I definitely had a premonition, hair, goose pimples, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Something felt different.
Well, it's definitely the number one video right now on YouTube. So, obviously the video picks part of it, but this guy slapping, he's hitting you, he's attacking you, you're being very calm. I mean, what was that like?
Honestly, it was more exhilarating than anything. I mean, the guy's not a credible threat. Really, I've been in trouble. I've been in danger, and he was more laughable than anything. I feel bad for the guy. You know, he done ruined his life. He's home somewhere, not working right now.
He did get fired. So, specifically, you live in Atlanta. How often do you go out and wear Trump paraphernalia?
Oh, all the time. All the time. But as soon as I found out that it could potentially trigger somebody, I knew I wanted to be part of that. I mean, just something about the strength of the message, make America great again. We're united. It's a, I mean, there's a network of us out there. They say we're the silent majority, and that is so far from the truth.
Well, I've been asking my questions, Ian Ferguson, but I want you to specifically, obviously, you know, it's been the top story for 2 days on Drudge Report. It's been seen millions of times on a bunch of different platforms. And this is happening everywhere to Trump supporters where they're physically attacked. I'm glad you showed this. What do you think is going to come out of this?
Man, I couldn't really tell you. I'm not prescient. I don't see the future. I didn't see this phone call happening yesterday. I'd like to see a little bit more tolerance. I'd really like to see some of the Trump supporters out there grow some backbones and start standing up for themselves. The days of feelings running the world are over, and it's about time for people to wake up and realize that logic runs the train now.
What happened? The video is like 3.5 minutes long. What happened once the clip went dark?
You know, I haven't really watched it that much, but I remember what happened right around that time. Let's see, what was it, the end of it? At the end of it, the other customer, he was telling the guy behind the counter, man, it's about money, it ain't about skin color, what color is your cash? And he just wasn't going for it, and it was getting worse. It was time for me to go on out of there before I got in trouble. Very end. Let's see, I told him, go fuck yourself. Trump's your president. The other customer, he was just talking about, man, my cash is green, his cash is green. And
well, let me bring this up. I mean, look, if I was a small cake company owner and people just wanted me to put two dudes on the cake, I'd do it. But I get small companies have a right to say no, but big companies especially shouldn't. You're wearing a hat. Why would he refuse you service? Why would he go so hysterical? I mean, obviously, he's been fired now. This is blown up in their face. A lot of places, the left would actually celebrate what happened to you. I mean, they are nationwide saying that guy's a hero, the left is.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I mean, he stood up for what he believed in the same way I did. His was just a little bit more laughable.
Let me ask you this. At a certain point, you get mad after he slaps you, for a second time. Correct me if I'm wrong. Then you say, come on, punk, do it again. So you did get a little hot there. What got you hot at that moment?
You know, I really can't put my finger. Seven times through anger management, Alex. I'm a reformed criminal. As soon as he took the second swipe, I really just wanted to put my hands on him.
Look at the video. He kind of looks like a beta male. You don't look like a wimp. I know the look. I mean, you don't look like a wimp. What was he thinking?
I couldn't tell you what he was thinking. I don't believe that I give off the impression that I'm somebody to play around with. But hey, he wanted to play games, so there it is.
Well, what about the poor black guy that he keeps virtue signaling? I know he called you the N-word. The white guy did. He's hopping around. The black guy's like waving his hands around like this is ridiculous.
Man, I could see the look of pain on his face that he just didn't want to be involved in any of it. Like, it had nothing to do with him. He just wanted to buy whatever it was he was trying to buy. You know, he even got into the argument at the end talking about, man, my cash is green, so is his. Let's just do this thing.
Tell us about that when we come back in 2 minutes. So at the end of the day, the black guy was like, yeah, dude, sell him his stuff.
Yeah, he knew what was up. Kid was just going nuts.
And again, if it was black people doing all this, I'd say it, but it's not. It's a bunch of weird white wimps that are looking for a fight. And then once the fight starts, they crap their bitch britches and run to mommy. We'll be back with Ian Ferguson. Well, there's been a lot of red-blooded Americans that built this country, but 30 minutes ago when they were first getting this guest on, he's up on top of the cell tower, and he's showing the shots down on the ground. I'm like, get him on, but he had to get out the tower by nighttime. So now Ian Ferguson is in his truck about to leave for the night, and I just hope that he gets this live interview later uploaded to his own YouTube channel with millions of views on him going to this vape shop in Atlanta, and some libtard, I think they're calling him Vapetard, blows up at him in front of a black guy and starts calling you the N-word. And the black guy's like, I know it's on the video, he's like, hey, dude, you need to stop it. Just sell him his stuff. How would you quantify the liberal derangement syndrome that's going on?
How would I quantify that?
I mean, where is it going? Because they're getting crazier.
Aren't they, though? Well, look, here's the thing. All right, so they've been raised, everybody participates, everybody gets a trophy, everybody gets a ribbon. They've never been told no. Dr. Spock got a hold of their parents in the 80s and messed up their game. So when they run across an alpha that doesn't have a problem telling them no and is firm in it, they've got nowhere to resort but just a very basic scream mentality. It takes them right back to childhood. It's the only thing I can figure.
Well, you're definitely, you say you're not that smart, then you're the idiot savant. I say you're savant. That's it. It's toddler behavior. It's literal screaming, rah, rah. Like, I've had them bump me and hit me, and then when I say, hey, watch it, they go, oh my God, you're threatening me. It's like, no, you just ran into me.
Yeah, no, it's very animalistic. It's you see the same thing when a man gets backed into a corner and has nowhere to go. It just, all the primal comes out. It is what it is.
But they think they're backed into a corner, but they're such betas. And they're trying to back us into a corner. And they keep thinking as they double down in intimidation, we're going to give up. And then as we intensify the fight, they get really freaked out.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, most people aren't bred for conflict. Most people don't handle it well. Conflict it's not comfortable. Change equals pain and all that.
But listen, I've been asking the questions here. I want to do this segment, the next, and get back to your wife. Did your wife finally get her strawberry vape?
Yes. I actually went right down the street to another vape shop. I was on the way home and just saw this like little bitty kind of shack looking thing. And I went in there. I don't know if you've seen the second video. There's actually three of them now. But the second one was at a video shop right across the street. A really nice girl. Mixed girl. She's a liberal Democrat. And come to find out, she'd never been in trouble with the law whatsoever. And there she is standing there talking to me about it. She was just floored at the video. She was the first person that saw it, as a matter of fact. Her name's Casey.
Well, that's my next question. Your video cuts out. Why did it cut out? And then what happened next in there with this guy that wouldn't sell you strawberry vape?
Oh, nothing happened after that. I was cutting the video off as I was leaving. Right about the time I gave him the finger and told him that Trump was still his president, I was packing it up to leave.
But you did try to let him sell you the product.
Yeah, man, I tried to bargain with him. Dude, give me the thing and I won't call the cops. I won't call corporate. Just do your job. He wasn't having it. Just wasn't having it.
He seemed totally disconnected because even if you're a tough guy on the wrong day, you're going to get your ass kicked. He's like starting to fight with a pretty tough looking dude and yelling N-word out. You know, that's on the video too. What was that about?
Virtue signaling? Potentially, maybe he was trying to gas up his customer to make a better sale and convince the customer that he was, I don't know, on the right side of the race card, whatever.
But didn't look like the black dude bought into it. We'll be right back. One more segment with our guest where he goes down the road to be with his wife after he works on cell towers all day on Sunday. I'm Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, I'm really glad that our producer Daria and others got the gentleman Ian Ferguson on. He's been the number one story this weekend on DrudgeReport.com. It's one of the top videos on YouTube, Facebook. It's everywhere. It's the top commented article on Infowars.com. And he just walks into a vape shop in Atlanta, Georgia. He's a hardworking guy that works on cell towers. And again, a lot of you already saw this, but I'm recapping for new viewers. We have new listeners every 10 seconds. And he just shows up, and this dude flips out on him and says, get out of here, racist. Get out of here, N-word. And there's a black dude in the video going, hey, man, he's trying to, at a big vape shop, hey, dude, just sell him his stuff. And the black dude totally gets it. It's, again, it's weird white people who are leftists think it's like a magic word, like hocus pocus, or what is that? What's that guy's name? Harry Potter. He's got some magic word. And you say it, and they just think it does everything. So we'll tell you this gentleman's YouTube and his Facebook so you can follow it. But he's just a regular, you know, citizen out there doing it. Here's a video clip of what happened.
Here we are at Exhale Vapor City in Tucker, Georgia, and I have just been asked to leave the store. He greeted me. That was nice. I did find the item that I wanted, and the next thing he said was that he'd like me to leave.
If you do not stop recording in my store, I'm going to call the police and ask you to leave now.
Please call the... That would be awesome. That would be awesome. We can call Fox 5 and all sorts of stuff. I would like to purchase something here. Please do call your boss, because I will be calling corporate.
Go for it.
I am looking forward to releasing this video, because I just want to purchase something. Racist.
All right, this goes on for another 3 minutes. It's up on Infowars.com, but you've seen those Thug Life videos with myself or Trump or Pence or Rand Paul when, like, boom, the spliffs pop out and, yeah, boom, boom. You deserve, like, 14 pipes, 25 sunglasses, everything else here, Ian Ferguson, because you absolutely, people watch the whole video, you totally pimp that guy.
Yeah. And look, in retrospect, what I did was set myself up for a whole bunch of trouble. I could have gone back to jail real easy. It wouldn't have taken much for that. All that anger management to slip. And here Ian is back in prison. So I appreciate the credit and like gassing my head up. But in reality, I've got to stop putting myself in these situations.
No, but this is America, and Trump is our president, and, you know, you have a right to wear a red, white, and blue damn shirt. I mean, you know, do we have a country left if you can't do this without some jerk getting in your face?
No, you're absolutely right. It's freedom of speech. And God bless America. I'll wear what I want. I'll roll down the street in one roller skate and a pink thong if I want to. It's America. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. He's got no right to say one way. Well, no, he's got every right to say whatever he
he's
wants.
He's got a right, but he has no right to attack you twice.
That's true.
Well,
that's
how did you? It was, I'm glad you had restraint, because I've had him slap me in the head, too. It's never that hard, or pour coffee on me, because I get I'm winning by letting him do it. But how did you keep yourself from punching him?
I've been to prison. But that's how I kept myself from doing it. You get locked behind the walls with a couple guys that want to rape you in the middle of the night and have to poke them full of holes, and you won't ever want to go back. I promise you.
And that's the difference. See, because you've been in the real world. That SJW, I bet, still lives in mama's basement. And I'm not bashing folks live with their mama. But the point is, this guy literally doesn't even know who he's messing with. He doesn't, because I can see the video. I'm not just saying this. I can tell you're a chiseled, tough-looking, nice guy. You're confident. There's this little wimpy guy literally trying to, like, make himself big by threatening you, virtue signaling to some black guy. And the black guy's looking at you and going, hey, man, I'm not in the middle of this. I mean, this video, I think, illustrates everything we're dealing with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really can't speak to his mindset, because I don't follow it. There's no common ground for me to understand.
Well, the word is, you know, the company against Atlanta is half conservative, so they didn't want to lose half their, and I'm glad the company didn't virtue signal and say that their guy was great. They fired his ass instantly. I mean, I wonder what he's going to do now.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm considering starting a GoFundMe for him. And I feel bad for the guy. I know what it's like to be out of work.
Let me tell you, I would pay for the hotel and the time with that guy, and I'd go, if he would do an interview with you and, like, basically have a meeting, almost like Dr. Whatever, where you like, hey, I'm a human being, he's a human being, and we deprogram him. Would you be willing to meet with him with cameras and you know, for you guys to try to rehabilitate him?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, Alex, you let me know, man. I'm a big fan. You want me to help you do something? I got you.
I want to try to deprogram one of these people.
Best of luck. You better call the CIA, MK Ultra.
No, I agree. Well, let me say this then. You made a lot of great points, Ian Ferguson, going into this vape shop, being attacked by a libtard, who we want to humanize, but they hate us so much that it's hard. They're like a crazy pit bull on PCP. In closing, you say you're not that smart. You're damn smart. What else do you want to add about what's going on, your YouTube, your Facebook, how folks follow you?
Add me if you're not on that nonsense. All right, I'm married. I've got kids. I'm not trying to get in any more trouble with the law, with my wife, none of that mess. Feel free to add me, follow me. Just don't come with that BS. Beyond that, there's like a boycott going on for Exhale Vapes, and that mess needs to stop. It's not their fault. It was this punk ginger that did this. It wasn't Exhale Vapes. Y'all stop boycotting them, all right? It's not a bad company. They're good people.
And that's good. They fired him. So, I mean, that's not their fault that they had this person.
Look, he had been shit-canned before they even tracked me down. I hadn't made it home before they were ringing my phone to let me know that he was gone. So, I mean, if anybody's wondering, yeah, they took care of it. They took care of it promptly. And then they called to find out what they could do to make my life easier. So,
listeners that just tuned in, Ian Ferguson in Atlanta, recap in the next minute what happened for people that just tuned in.
Recap what? I went out in some Trump gear, and a libtard melted down. I went to a vape shop, and Buddy refused me service and went to screaming like he was going Super Saiyan. It was crazy.
Well, it's very, very sad. He's in his mom's basement right now, wishing he'd grown up being a man. Please come on the show tomorrow. I know you're probably working. Say hi to your wife for me, and we look forward to talking to you again. But thank you for videotaping that so we could all see it. Thank you, Ian Ferguson.
Hey, man, thanks for having me, Alex. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Man, it is crazy how almost anybody we talk to is a listener. It is amazing. And I I looked at that video. And you got this little bitty nerd like threatening this big dude. And the guy's laughing at him. And the guy doesn't get how close he's getting to getting clocked. And he just has no idea how he's like pushing and pushing and pushing. And that's what these people do. And that's why we don't want to smack them upside the head. We want to videotape them punching us. And a lot of people say, oh, you let them throw coffee on you, let them punch you. Yeah, because I'm showing what a pack of cowards they are. Let me tell you, when they finally banned us off all the social networks, we had no fewer than 8 different reporters live on air covering Antifa physically attacking men, women, and children in Portland, Oregon. They'd already banned all our main accounts. We had sub-accounts with millions of views that day, and it just showed the meth head scum they are. And they got scared, and they banned it. But that doesn't make me want to give up that I'm being banned. I'm in the right. Of course I'm being banned. Google, Apple, all of them are on their knees to China, the biggest murderers in history of their own people, kissing their butts to get access to their market. They're scum of the earth. They should be easily defeated. You know, Trump tried to turn the economy off for 2 years. It happened. And he told you, you elect Democrats, they're gonna kill it. They're doing it now. And now they're blaming Trump. So you know what, America? If you're that stupid and you want some basement dweller to be the enforcer of the left, then okay, fine. I'm just here to make sure the alternative is laid out. We'll be back.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So, in the West, and the Christian ethos, we believe in empowering the weak. That doesn't mean we believe in holding back the strong. And so we believe in letting people have their own freedom. That's free will. And I played this video earlier, but I'm going to play it one more time because it's so illustrative. Transgender woman threatens to take it outside when GameStop employee uses the sir word. It's like a 6'4", 250-pound person yelling and screaming and kicking over products and getting in everybody's face because they supposedly have used the wrong pronoun. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out all this transgender stuff, and I can't figure out the pronouns and all the rules. In California, you're arrested if you use the wrong gender name. I mean, if I want to call a woman a man a woman, I should be able to. If I want to call a cat a dog, if I want to call a storm cloud an Easter bunny, I should be able to. But now it's into the hundreds and hundreds of pronouns. Why Germany, I saw CNN reported yesterday, Germany's added a third gender. And I went and looked at the article, and this person has a mutation and has both genitals, which happens in, you know, one out of a million people. And now with all the chemicals, it happens with more. And you're right. You're like, yeah, there actually are genders where people got both male genitals, but they rarely have, even though it's rare to have this, a uterus and testicles. In fact, that's almost never found. So scientists go with whether you have uterus and ovaries or whether you have testicles. But the point is that a man that's 6'4" and's got male genitals marches into a GameStop in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he sits back and he says, "Why, you called me sir, I'm going to take you outside." He's the bully. He's the bad guy. You know this liberal. Looks like a total liberal trendy, but it's like, listen, I just said you guys. That's just a term. Shut up, you said sir. And that's just illustrative of how the left uses our openness as an open society. And the fact that we have deference and we have tolerance and we have hospitality. And because, I mean, let me tell you something. You go to China, gay people, homosexuals are killed in China, are put in forced labor. You do any of that, they arrest you. But here, where it's all openly accepted, well, we better let drag queens talk to two-year-olds in preschool and tell them they're another sex. Their own parents would be perverts if they did that. If someone at a park did it, they'd be arrested. But if your two-year-old, your three-year-old, your four-year-old, your five-year-old is talked to by some person in a dragon outfit or a vampire outfit, literally, telling them about their sex, well, it's okay because we're all open and we're nice here. This is all the giant white flag that the system runs up. So I was going to play a bunch of clips here, and you know, I've just gotten lost in the fog here. What was the clip we were about to play? I've got so much to cover. But the talk in my ear, what was it I was about to hit? Oh, yeah. Emma Vigeland. I don't pay a lot of attention to media, period. I try to cover what's happening legislatively. But I remember when I got kicked off YouTube, Facebook, Twitter 5 months ago, like a million years ago. She was like, well, Jones has been taken off the internet, but it's really a right-wing plot to take everybody off. Total made-up crap. But then I saw this new video like a week ago, and I forgot about it, but I told the producer, make me cover it, because she works for the anti-Christian genocidal group. I mean, that's what Young Turks means. She may not know it. She works for the George Soros, Qatar dictatorship-funded Young Turks. So I saw this video that said, Alex Jones and InfoWars admits they're fake. Can we put the name of the video on screen for folks? So I'm paraphrasing, and I'm going from memory. So she does this whole video, and then she never shows text. She never shows a video. She never shows an audio. She goes, well, Jones's lawyers admit he's fake. And then she never shows where they said it. Or Roger Stone admits he published fake news at InfoWars. None of that's even true. But Roger Stone got sued separately from me by a man named Kwok, who Stone had said had been indicted in China, which I believe he has been, but I had nothing to do with it. And then as part of the settlement for the lawsuit that I guess Steve Bannon and him engineered, he just had to say that that was incorrect, but the other information was accurate. So that turns into Jones admits InfoWars is fake. Yeah, there's a headline. It was in thousands of publications. Meanwhile, that was separate from InfoWars. That wasn't even InfoWars statements. But it doesn't matter. It's that headline. InfoWars admits they're fake. Did she call me for comment? No. Did she have me on the show? No. In fact, I've been challenging her for a week to come on the show. Because the young turds are exposed as Qatar dictatorship operatives and Hillary Clinton butt boys. Because that, they've hired all these little internet people like her that could have been big on their own that even 6 months ago were saying it's wrong to censor Alex Jones, but now she works for Sink Uger, and he knows how to run an operation. And so now when we come back from break, I'm going to play the clip, which is not about me. It's about lies, where she says Jones admits they publish fake news. You know what really happened now, like 2.5 years ago, was my ex-wife, God love her, I have the kids full time. Mainstream media says I don't. That's, again, part of their deception. They get up on the news and they say, Jones says he's an actor. Where's the clip? Where's the transcript? Oh, they don't show that. My lawyer, Randall Wilhite, whose name's on the family law code, UT professor, best family law guy in Texas, they're trying to introduce 10-year-old video of me dressed up in Joker white paint. Saying, drink your fluoride, kids. Get sterile. It's good. It's telling kids fluoride's bad and showing Harvard studies. I'm not actually saying fluoride's good. Anybody can tell that maybe 2% of the time I do satire. And then they run with it. And my lawyer gets up and he goes, this is inadmissible, Mr. Jones. Just like when Jack Nicholson plays the Joker in Batman, Mr. Jones is being an actor to illustrate satire. That turns into Jones admits everything he says is fake. Now, who's the fake news? It's corporate media. So here she is posing as the super liberal, trendy, super sexy, awesome, saying that. And then she goes further after I'm banned from YouTube, so I can't respond. And says that Roger Stone admits it's all fake. But she doesn't show you any text or any articles, because the real fake person is the Young Turks and their minions. The Young Turks killed over 1.5 million Christians. But the head of the Young Turks denies it. Of course he does. Final Sunday broadcast of 2018. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. And at 8 a.m. Central, Owen Schroeder is going to host the David Knight Show as David Knight goes into surgery under the knife. Right at about 8 a.m., so please tune in tomorrow. What a treasure, man. Love David. He's such an amazing person. So smart. So smart. Such a good guy. Such a treasure. So that's coming up tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central. Okay, you know, I almost don't want to even give this Young Turk, George Soros-funded creature any attention, but she wants it. She needs to get it. She's a fraud. And in the spectrum of folks I'm thinking about suing, and I've sued a few, as everybody knows, I have to. It's for my good name. She's definitely in the running. But when they're not getting money from Gulf War dictators, they're, picking up every person they can on the internet. And this young lady puts out constant videos lying about us, but never has us on, never shows a clip. She'll just show some fake news headline. Her name is Emma Vigeland. And she says that, and then I'm going to get into the huge news on Kevin Spacey. She says, I admit I'm fake. I'm a fraud. Roger Stone admits he's a fraud. That's it. Game over. It's like saying she admits she's a child molester whether she kidnaps kids and, you know, cuts their livers out. She didn't say that. She didn't do that. But it doesn't matter. If I was going to say she was doing that, I would show it. But see, she's a fraud. She works for the Armenian Genocide Club. Now, I mean, that's what Young Turks stand for. They say it never happened. These are some, they get Gulf War state dictator money. That's who they are. And so she's there saying that I'm this existential fraud and that I admit I'm a fraud, but not showing you. Again, when I dress up like a Joker, I'm playing the part, not when I'm on the air. It's very clear. When Roger Stone settles a lawsuit over one specific fact that he admits isn't exactly right, how does it become me that admits I'm a fraud and I'm a criminal? Mainstream news does retractions and corrections every day, but they think you're stupid, so they make this huge event, and this woman sits there and engages in fraud, in my view, against you and your family. So let's go ahead and go to her Young Turk report. You know, they sheep dip it. They don't tell you they run this show, but they do. So here she is. Go ahead.
We hear a lot of talk of fake news from the president and from his followers.
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
And the fake news refuse to call it, right?
I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake.
It's called fake news. And we solve a lot of problems.
But what blows my mind is that it's complete projection. Right-wing news is the fakest of them all. Studies have shown that Fox News viewers are consistently the most uninformed about world events.
Studies have shown. She's just reading some George Soros deal. I'm a libertarian. But she's just saying all this. This is Mrs. Anti-Free Speech on the Young Turds Network. So let's go back to Turd Gobbler. Go ahead.
We're literally being brainwashed to the point that researchers have dubbed the results the Fox News effect.
You know what? I actually don't care what the New York Post says.
New
York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, because they're all fake. The only channel I watch is Fox, and it's on 24/7. I even have my dogs watching Fox.
But while Fox News is the propaganda arm of the Republican Party and is incredibly effective in its reach, it's mostly targeted towards old people. I mean, the median Fox viewer is 65 years old. Young conservatives are gravitating towards news that's even faker, believe it or not, in the sense that it's unfettered, unrestrained, and unshackled to any and all journalistic standards. And no propaganda source is more notorious in its lies than Alex Jones's InfoWars.
What does that mean? So that proves.
It seems funny. But Alex Jones's InfoWars has spread mass disinformation incredibly effectively and has actually gotten people to buy in, even having Donald Trump, the president of the United States, on their program. InfoWars has spread that the government controls the weather, that Bill Gates is trying to commit genocide on minorities.
They admit giant weather modification programs. It's all over the news. Bill Gates says we should reduce the human population to zero growth on a damn TED Talk, lady. I mean, that's what's so frustrating about this. Continue. Yeah, they even pulled up Bill Gates instantly. Can we play her? Go ahead.
Was running a child sex ring out of a pizza parlor, which directly caused a right.
Show me where I say it's the child sex ring in the parlor. I was covering AP Reuters about the UN and child sex rings, but back it up. We're going to play it in a minute. Back it up 20 seconds. Again, she doesn't show you anything. She keeps saying what I've said. Is Jeffrey Epstein running airplanes with kidnapped kids? Yes. Did the AP report on giant child kidnapping rings in Haiti by the UN? Yes. Was Hillary's main job out of college representing pedophiles? Yes. Is it in the WikiLeaks, even as Podesta admits, about kids in hot tubs with them? Yes. And that's all she's got is a sick rear guard apologist, a new face because nobody listens to Sink Uger. And she's just there to say, but showing nothing we really said, just lying to you. That's an accomplice to all the evil, ladies and gentlemen, right there on screen. Continue.
it's actually gotten people to buy in, even having Donald Trump, the president of the United States, on their program. InfoWars has spread that the government controls the weather, that Bill Gates is trying to commit genocide on minorities, that Hillary Clinton was running a child sex ring out of a pizza parlor, which directly caused her...
We covered the fact that poor people, whether they be black, white, or Hispanic, part of a UN eugenics program, had syphilis tested on them. That's declassified, lady. I know you went to college, and you're a trendy and everything, and the government's God, but the government did give hundreds of thousands of syphilis, you dumb tart. It's called the Tuskegee experiment, you dumb idiot. That's only one facet of it. God almighty, you make me sick. Go back to her.
Right-wing terrorist to shoot up the place. But perhaps most notoriously, InfoWars has spread the idea that the parents of the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre, where children were slaughtered, are actors playing a role.
All right, hit pause again. There's another headline. The general internet did not buy anomalies. Years into it, I said I thought it happened. But she just keeps re-upping it because they think, well, if we say he's against children, that'll make us look good. Continue.
Those parents have had to change their addresses because of harassment. But after all of that, after all of the earth that InfoWars has scorched, now that there's lawsuits and fear of their precious money being taken away, Roger Stone, top Republican strategist who worked with InfoWars and also worked for Donald Trump, has admitted that InfoWars lies. Knowingly. Former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone settled a defamation suit seeking $100 million in damages on Monday for publishing false and misleading statements on InfoWars.com, a far-right website known for promoting conspiracy theories.
That's Wall Street Journal. You don't see even quotes around that. Those are just words they took out. None of that was even said. I mean, this is real fraud. Continue.
Yeah, that $100 million figure probably changed his tune. And this isn't the first time an InfoWars operative has admitted it's all an act due to legal troubles. Alex Jones's lawyer said he was just playing a character in his custody battle with his ex-wife. So who's the fake news now? Roger Stone has admitted in court that he is a liar. And Alex Jones has admitted in court that he's an actor playing a role.
No, I didn't, tart.
And yet it won't matter to Trump supporters or InfoWars fans. Why? Because these Republican propaganda artists have been so effective in muddying the waters that no one knows what is truth anymore. And ironically, the same people who scream facts over feelings to those who possess empathy are the same ones who follow proven, admitted liars. Why? Because it makes them feel good. Facts over feelings.
Well, somebody's in love with the young turd leader. God almighty, is she ready to sell out the system? You got a job with George Soros, sweetheart. You might want to actually show some video or audio clips, dumbass, because we're on TV and radio. It's all right here. But you're funded by a guy that said the best time of his life was rounding up Jews and blowing their heads off. George Soros on 60 Minutes. Wow, you're on the wrong side of history, lady. What a piece of crap. Let's come back to one of the top pedophiles of the Clinton operation.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In the last week or so, it's come out that Kevin Spacey released a YouTube video saying, you really miss me, you want me back, and that he was making threats to the establishment saying, do you want to really go here? And I'd been really busy. I knew that Kevin Spacey, document cam shot, please, for TV viewers, had flown on Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile plane with Bill Clinton many, many times. And I knew that he was a high-level globalist who'd hung out with the Queen of England and Prince Charles. And, man, you don't get in their club unless you're a pedophile. Just like the Pope. This is a vampiric group. If you're a radio listener, we're showing mainstream news headlines about the pedophilia. So I think Kevin Spacey is a freaking dirtbag. But Robert Mueller, on record, protected Jeffrey Epstein for a decade as an informant for the Clinton-run FBI, setting men up with underage girls. That's mainstream news. If you're a radio listener, you've got Bureau of Investigation documents on screen. when I expose this, the media goes, Jones says Mueller is a child molester and blah, blah, blah. No, I'm saying he covers up for him. So again, if you're a TV viewer, you can see all this. But you've got the 5-minute Kevin Spacey video coming out after Nantucket, and he gropes on reportedly some 23-year-old who really was 18 years old. But the issue here is that this is how they're using blackmail to control people. And a good boil down to this is from Question Everything, a YouTube channel, Kevin Spacey's threatening the elitist. And I went and looked where he says, you know, I'm coming after you if you keep doing this. He drinks a cup the Queen of England gave him, saying she was pledged to him. And he's been involved, I know, with the royals, who are obsessed with pedophilia. So, and there's the whole background on that. I mean, it is confirmed. That's how they control people. So this nightmare situation goes from bad to worse. So let's play a little bit of his creepy statement last week, and then let's go to part of this report from Question Everything. Here it is.
And besides, I know what you want. You want me back. Of course, some believed everything and have just been waiting with bated breath to hear me confess it all. They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved. Wouldn't that be easy if it was all so simple? Only you and I both know it's never that simple, not in politics and not in life. But you wouldn't believe the worst without evidence, would you? You wouldn't rush to judgments without facts, would you? Did you? No, not you. You're smarter.
That's part of the 5-minute video that's been everywhere. But I held back. I wanted to research it before I made statements. And everybody was like, oh, my God, it's threats to the elite. Look out, blah, blah. And then I saw the coffee cup given to him 5 years ago by the Queen of England. And we field each other. And he says, hey, you better watch out. You're all go down. If I go down, this next video from Question Everything, we're going to play part of it right now, really illustrates this. Because, listen, he's on planes with Jeffrey Epstein. He's on planes with Bill Clinton. He's involved with Jerry, not just Epstein, but all the other big people that are in the news that have been caught raping women, molesting women, attacking women, and others. So let's go ahead and go to this report. Here it is.
A lot. Now, most of the insinuations are difficult to follow. However, once I saw the cup he was holding, it all kicked into place. The cup has the royal crest on it and states, throughout all my life and with all my heart, I shall strive to be worthy of your trust, Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. Follow me down this rabbit hole because I think it will leave you satisfied. And I believe that I will prove that this video was anything but a desperate plea to get his job back. Take a look at the flight log from Jeffrey Epstein's plane, the disgusting pedophile plane dubbed the Lolita Express. You will see that Kevin Spacey flew with Bill Clinton on 4 occasions.
And then again, you've got Harvey Weinstein on the same aircraft flights to these pedophile islands, and you've got Kevin Spacey hanging out with Prince Charles and the Queen of England, all of them. When the Queen of England's son, not Prince Charles, but the other one, is on the airplane with Andrew, Prince Andrew is on the airplane with Kevin Spacey and Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein. I mean, these are a bunch of psychotic jerks. And then he's begging for help on television. He's saying, help me. Here's my cup you gave me. You love me. Your son is on the plane with me. Bill Clinton's on the plane with me. Harvey Weinstein's on. Why are you doing this? And if you're a radio listener, we're putting mainstream news articles on screen showing all this. I wouldn't say this if it wasn't already in the news. But I will connect the dots. And now Steve Bannon repeatedly meets with Jeffrey Epstein. I learned Stephen Bannon's main mission is to take down InfoWars. Around the clock, he's been tasked by the Clintons to take us down. Why? Because we will cover this. This isn't somebody boasting here. You've seen how we're under attack. No one dare stand up for the children. No one. And, you know, I'm not looking for a fight, but you know what? I am on the side of the children. And so I'll do whatever I have to do. But if you're a radio listener, you're missing out the video feeds, which are at InfoWars.com/show. And I'm not trying to take radio listeners away from the radio stations. I'm trying to survive here. I'm trying to tell people, if you're a listener, I'm not just saying this. They misrepresent who we are and what we say and what we stand for because they hate our guts. And it's only the listeners, it's only the viewers who can get around the Facebook and the YouTube and the Google censors. All these compromised pedophiles they put in charge of those companies. Oh, my God. Only you can, by word of mouth, say, go to NewsWars.com. Go to InfoWars.com. Only you can say, go to that local radio station. Go to that local TV station. Only you can do it. I'm not worried about me. I'm worried I'm not strong enough to carry the ball down the field to beat these people. But if you ever really realize the power you've got and you really take action, it's over. I mean, you've done that to a great extent, and that's why they hate InfoWars. Because we're dialed in to awake, involved people. I have no desire to be on board some aircraft screwing 10-year-old girls or boys. In fact, I'd kill not to do it. But when you look at the weird, soft, demonic faces all satisfied of Kevin Spacey and Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein and Hillary Clinton, who famously represented pedophiles when she got out of college, and you just realize, oh my God, we found the bottom of the barrel. We found the most soulless people the planet's ever seen. And I don't fear what they'll do to me. I fear if I don't fight them hard enough, I might be seen by God as being with them. You see, I fear not absolutely doing everything I can to wreak havoc against their operations and be as strong as I can to defeat them. And that's the answer to this equation. Because in the universe, God doesn't even care about outcomes as much as God cares about decisions. And everyone must make the decision to stand against these vampires that feed on the very souls of children. Now, this broadcast is going to end in 45 seconds. And then it's going to go to Counterthink with a special hour production by Mike Adams that everyone should see. And then, Lord willing, David Dunn will be alive tomorrow. He's having surgery. And Owen Schroer at AM is going to be covering it. But whatever you do, realize that in time and space, your action and your will and your spreading the word is unstoppable. You're like the wind in the sails of humanity's spirit, humanity's destiny. And that's where we are right now. Everything else is a joke. All that matters is the test we now face. I want to thank the crew. I want to thank the viewers. This transmission is now over.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.